Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Rick Astley on Trail Mix, Never Gonna Give You Up. Rick rolling you to start the 8 o'clock hour, the football hour, but we still got to start it with a six-pack. What is going on in Cincinnati? It might be blowing up the future of the NFL. First, got to finish the six-pack. Here's the Talking Heads.
Want to connect with us? Download the Civic Media app and text the studio. Download the free Civic Media app today.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? The life you kill. The priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man, or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? Nothing that falls. Oh, babe, put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are. What you are is beautiful. Oh, babe, you wanna get married or run away?
Thanks.
right mix for all of Price County. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Thriller, Michael Jackson with a cackle from Vincent Price to finish it off. We got to get to football, though, because there is some crazy stuff going in. Remember that holdout going on over in Cincinnati, the first round pick for the Bengals? He's not happy about some language the Bengals are trying to slip into his contract. By the way, I'm not sure I've mentioned we know what that language is finally, and it was a mystery for a long time. The Bengals are basically trying to cancel his contract if he gets into any legal trouble at all, which they haven't done with other players before. It may or may not be related to a misbehaving player they had last season, but regardless, Shamar Stewart is not having it so far. And actually, lately, he's been working out with the college team he played for before he was drafted. According to a couple posts in a couple places, like on acmepackingcompany.com, normally a Packers-focused website, there may or may not be a path for Stewart to return to his old college team. That would probably stress the draft process more than Bo Jackson's maneuver back in 1986, and holy cow, I'm super curious. The Bengals play hardball with their draft picks, but this might be a player calling their bluff in a way that no player has ever called any bluff before. Keep your ears open for the name Shamar Stewart. It's heating up. Outdoor news and weather up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio. The Department of Natural Resources reports that Wisconsin saw a 7% bump in breeding duck numbers from last year. Now, there's some nuances to how this spring's waterfowl survey occurred that may have influenced that increase, so that simple number may not tell the full story. More details when we return, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. Taylor Finger, game bird biologist with the Wisconsin DNR, recently told attendees at the agency's Migratory Game Bird Advisory Committee that the total breeding duck estimate in the Badger State this spring was 7% higher than last year and 27% above the long-term average. Finger said a major reason that the survey showed an increase was because it was held earlier thanks to the early spring, which meant the survey captured quote-unquote other ducks besides just mallards. Normally, the survey is flown from May 1st to May 20th, but this year it began in mid-April. This year and 2024 are the earliest the survey has ever been conducted. For mallards, the breeding population estimate was up 2% this spring, but down 16% from the long-term average. Mallard numbers have generally declined since the year 2000, thanks to the loss of Federal Conservation Reserve program acres, which provided valuable waterfowl nesting habitat. From the Fleet Farm studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered rain with a low of 46. Tomorrow, sunny with a high right around 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey on Trail Mix 103.1 with Fantasy, Def Leppard just before, Foreigner, the Commodores, and yes, coming up next, before more football, could the Packers sign a former Bear? Probably not. I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you who after these three more.
I've gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over. Between the lines, in case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Clouds I see love shine, it keeps me warm as life grows colder.
I want. the story goes. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs to get a man. Yeah, yeah. How can she lose with the suit she used? 36, 24, 36. What a winning hand, 'cause she's a big house. She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out.
For your ears, this is Trail Mix 103.1.
Always live your life, never thinking of-
Yes, owner of A Lonely Heart on Trail Mix. We've got a check of the weather coming up next. But first, I wanted to tell you about one former Bears player and former trade target for the Packers who's attempting to make an NFL comeback this season after sitting out last year. It's wide receiver Chase Claypool. He's been a Steeler. He's been a Dolphin. He may have even been on other teams. But he's never been as good as he was on Mike Tomlin's Steelers when he was a rookie who had just come off a 4.42 40-yard dash. 6'4", 229 pounds, attempting target. Someone will kick the tires, just as reported on Acme Packing Company by Justice Mosqueda earlier this month, but I don't expect it to be the Packers. And actually, come to think of it, has there been any more recent news? He is apparently still a free agent. Yeah, sorry. Google is, this AI overview thing, can I turn that off? I mean, man, and by the way, I'm seeing more and more people quote that AI overview as if it says anything that is real. It makes stuff up. That's making things up. It's not always wrong, but it will very often make things up. He's been a Bill at one point. Yeah, I missed some teams for him, but do I expect the Packers to kick the tires? No, probably not. We are stacked at wide receiver right now, at least when it comes to how many are on the team. Yes, there is an opening in the offseason roster, but I don't expect it to be filled with Chase Claypool when we have so many needs elsewhere that aren't filled with the bulk, like maybe cornerback, for example. That said, oh boy, I don't want to be wrong on this one. I don't want to see Chase Claypool around. That wouldn't be something I'd consider a good sign for the Packers. It'd be great for Chase. Check the weather up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through OSAFE Wealth Bank. Member FINRA, SIPC. OSAFE Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of OSAFE Wealth.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered rain with a low of 46. Tomorrow, sunny with a high right around 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Always shame. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? Time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you. You can carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? And when my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. When I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through. Soothe me. Thanks for the joy that you're giving.
rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You help me along,
making me strong.
Oh, you're making me strong.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away,
drift away.
And give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Uncle Cracker, Dobie Gray, keeping that 8 o'clock hour moving. We finished up the football hour today, this beautiful-ish Wednesday here in the Northwoods. 9 o'clock hour starts with birthdays. It's the last hour of the morning show. Stick around on Trail Mix.